From the earliest days of recorded history, there's always been power in the song. Most theologians believe that Genesis chapter 1 literally says this in the Hebrew, that God sang, "Let there be." We know beyond a shadow of a doubt, from the cross, Jesus begins to quote Psalms 22. And until this day, Psalms 22 is never read in a spoken language. It's only sung and chanted. So at the most difficult days of his life, Jesus was still singing. So whether you're Miriam and you got to take a tambourine because your enemy just fell behind you, you have to begin to just sing your way into believing that a horse and rider has been thrown into the sea. Or whether you're King David and the only way you can ever find your purpose is to slip off in a field somewhere by yourself and just start worshiping and singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Or maybe you're Paul and Silas in a prison cell and your midnight hour is about to arrive and you realize that you don't have the keys that can unlock your problem, but you still got a song down on the inside of your spirit. I come to look for somebody tonight that has a song on the inside. There's a word that we quote very often in church circles. It's the word hallelujah. I dare you to say it. Hallelujah is oftentimes that people say it just means praise ye the Lord. But it literally meant to make a boisterous sound of song that boasted about how good your God is. We're not singing songs tonight of discouragement and depression. We're singing songs boasting about how good our God is. Ashley talked to me about this recording. He said, "Bishop, I want it to be a worship night." Because there's a major difference between singing and worship. A lot of people sing that never worship. When Moses had been in the presence of the Lord, he came down off the mountain. And everybody dancing around the golden calf was singing. And Joshua said, "The sound of victory's in the camp." And Moses said, "No, it's not the sound of victory. It's the sound of singing." Because if your worship has not got its proper focus, it can never have its proper effect. You can't sing around your success. And you can't sing around your accomplishments. And you can't sing about your talent. But you can sing about the one who made a way when there was no way. The song that Ashley's about to do is a song that God literally began to speak into my spirit strongly. Because the line of this song says, "A melody is my weapon." I may not know the whole Bible. I may not even know where to find a scripture. But I can have a melody that becomes my weapon. Song says, "Raise a hallelujah." That implies two things. I believe wherever you are listening to this song right now, you're going to have an option of doing one of two things. To raise it, that means you got to get bold. You got to get bold enough to say, "My voice is going to be used as an instrument You know what? There's incredible people here that help make music for us tonight, but the greatest instrument in this room is your voice. I believe we're tuning up because we're about to raise. I ain't got no help. I believe we're about to raise. Is there anybody in here ready to raise? Here's the other thing is that not only do you have to be bold enough to raise it, sometimes you're laying in the ashes of things that didn't go the way you thought they ought to go. Sometimes you prayed and it didn't turn out like you think it ought to turn out. Sometimes you believed and it went in an opposite direction. But in those days, out of the ashes, you begin to raise a hallelujah. I don't know how and I don't know when. Don't even know where, but I do know who. I do know who is about to change my circumstance. So I'm going to count to three. And when I do, I want you to raise.